MelPearson.com.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency, Bucco's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes a shot, scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Kembra.
Hey, thank you very much, Josh. We do appreciate it. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, a special edition of the Mel Pearson Show on a Wednesday. What? Yes, a Wednesday. Well, we had hockey on Monday, and we were kind of busy. Huskies were busy winning a game, a third-place game against the Ferris State Bulldogs. They got their offense on Monday after the offense struggled against Michigan on the semifinal game, a game that the Huskies badly outplayed the Wolverines but just couldn't find the back of the net with the exception of Malcolm Gould's goal. But we have Coach on the line with us today, and we ask that you, if you're going to get your questions in, you get them in right away because Coach is going to be with us for the first half. We have three players lined up to be with us and even possibly an assistant coach maybe later on in the hour. But we're going to get Coach on here now, and we're going to recap the games, and then we'll get your questions on. So if you have a question for Coach Pearson, email it to me, dj@themix93.com. And Coach, if you remember last time you were here, we had some flurry of questions right at the very end that we didn't get to, so we'll be able to work some of those in too that we had from a couple of weeks ago that still, I think, apply to where the Huskies are at. And I want to wish you a Happy New Year's Eve on this Wednesday morning.
Well, thanks, Dirk, and I'm happy to be with you this morning from a cold Chicago, Illinois. We're on our way over to Madison, and we'll get there later today. We practiced here this morning in Chicago, and we couldn't get ice in Madison on the Olympic sheet. They have a basketball game there today, so we're going to practice here and then head over. But, yeah, Happy New Year to everyone in the Copper Country, and can't wait to get back home. Seems like we've been away from the Guinness Student Ice Arena for a long time, so we're anxious to get back there, but let's take care of a little business first.
Well, we got a couple of big games coming up this week, and of course against another Big Ten foe. We played a Big Ten foe on Sunday in Michigan. Let's talk a little bit about that game, Coach, if you could, and how well we seemed to play, but just, again, having trouble putting the puck in the net.
Yeah, that was a disappointing loss, a tough loss, maybe as tough a loss as we've taken all year. I thought the guys did a real good job preparing for the game. I thought we were prepared to play. By evidence, the first period we outshot them 17-5, and some nights that's not a real indication of the game, but it was in this instance how we dominated the first period, and they scored the first goal. But overall, it's one of those games that we just couldn't score, and we talked about it before that offense. It's hard to force offense. Some nights you get the bounces, and some you don't, and obviously, on Sunday night against Michigan, we didn't have much puck luck.
You talked after the game, Coach, that you can play well and get these opportunities, but you still have to be a certain awareness around the net. Is that what we didn't have on Sunday?
I thought that was a difference, Jeff. That was a difference from really Sunday's game to Monday's game. Our offensive execution on Sunday was not good. We did everything we could. It's like maybe football, you do everything you can to get in the red zone and then you don't score. Or basketball, do everything to get the open looks and you can't hit the open shot. And that was us. We executed our game plan well. We got to the areas we needed to get to get good scoring opportunities, and then we just couldn't finish. Now, part of that's the goaltender. Part of that is, they played with a lot of desperation in Michigan. They just got a stick or just got to skate in the way or block shots. But having said that, we just weren't as hungry or as sharp around the net. And, some of that could be the layoff, too. But no excuses. We just have to make sure that when we get those opportunities that we cash in on them.
Well, let's look at their first goal. It did come at the 6:28 mark of the first period after the Huskies were completely dominating. Cutler Martland takes a shot from the point. Zach Hyman and DeYoung get the assist, and this redirected. We'll talk about it right after we hear it.
Paddling inside of their own zone, a shot over the crossbar, and the play inside the Michigan Tech zone remains. Back to the point. Huskies need a line change desperately here. They need a whistle. Hyman back to the point. Shot saved. Goal! Shot from the point, and it went in as Phillips didn't see it. And after all that pressure by the Huskies, the Wolverines get a good 35 seconds and put one in, 1-0.
It was like 3 minutes of all Michigan Tech and then about 30 or 35 seconds of Michigan. And what happened on that play, Coach?
Well, I just had a defensive breakdown. We were a little lax on our coverage. We gave them too much time and space. We had some trouble identifying whose man was who, and we got run around a little bit. And consequently, they got the open shot from the defenseman. But it was not a hard shot. It was just a seeing-eye shot, found its way through some bodies and into the net. I don't think Jamie really had a chance to see it. But a tough goal to give up. And one of the other things in the game is we never got the lead on Michigan. You know, we could never get the lead on them. I thought if we could ever get ahead of them and get the momentum, we would have been in good shape. But like I said, we could never get that goal to get ahead. And that was a tough one to give up because that's one of our best first periods in a long time.
I agree. And we tie it up, though, 4 minutes later at the 10:28 mark. Malcolm Gould, who really has become one of the Huskies' biggest juggernauts offensively, gets his sixth of the season to tie it up 1-1.
And now the Huskies in on the forecheck, trying to get the equalizer, trailing 1-0 with 9:37 left to go in the first period. Here's a pass to the front of the shot. Score! Ties it up 1-1 with 9:32 remaining.
Coach, there's something special between Tanner Carroll, Alex Patan, and Malcolm Gould. We don't see it all the time, but on that play, you certainly do. They know where each other is without really even looking or even knowing for sure they're there.
No question, and that's what you're trying to establish on every line is some chemistry, and that's you can't force that. That's something that just has to come naturally, and they've done a real nice job. They enjoy playing with each other. They're excited to come to the rink. And you can see it in their play. You can see the confidence they all have as individuals on their line and then definitely as a line. So they might be as good a line in college hockey right now. They have a little bit of everything. You got some skill. You got some speed. You got a little bit of grittiness on there. You have some senior leadership, obviously. And like I said, they're one line that is playing extremely well for us, and now we have to get some consistency amongst our other lines.
Coach, what is it about Malcolm Gould? What is he doing now that maybe he didn't do earlier in his career that he's become so successful?
Well, I think he's become a serious hockey player, Dirk. Malcolm's the life of the party. He enjoys being, he's very social, very outgoing, always has a smile on his face. Which is good, but having said that, then once you get under that ice surface, boy, you got to become a warrior. You have to become a serious hockey player, and Malcolm's transformed his game. He's learned how to be himself, but at the same time, when the puck drops, he becomes a different player. And I think one of the other keys to his game this year is he came back in tremendous shape. It's the best shape he's ever been in. We noticed it right from day one how much quicker he was this year than he has been in the past, and that's really helped him, and you can see he can beat guys outside now with his speed, which last year I don't know if he could. So good for him, and that was the player that we thought we were getting when recruiting him, and everybody gets to that spot at a different stage. Everybody finds their game. Some guys can do it their freshman year. Sometimes your guys wait till their senior year, but we're just happy he's found his game and become a real big factor on our hockey team.
So we're tied 1-1 towards the very end of the first period of play, and then Jamie Phillips comes out to play a puck that was kind of thrown into some open ice down inside of our zone, and he collides with Zach Hyman. And I wasn't really sure what was called until we got everything at the start of the second period, but they gave Jamie Phillips a slashing call, which I didn't see, but I understand he did do it, and then they ended up calling Zach Hyman for charging. And what I got out of this is that they weren't going to call the charging until they saw Phillips with the slash and decided they were going to take both of them instead of just the one. Do you have any kind of deciphering of that whole situation?
Well, here's Jamie right here. You can ask Jamie about that situation. Jamie, they want to ask you about the Michigan game when he came out to play the puck and what all happened there. Hello?
Hey, Jamie, just give us a rundown on what happened when you came out and got the charging call or the slashing call.
Oh, well,
When I went to play the puck, I realized that